Infatti.
Thank you.
job.
Yes.
After recognition, but still the thinking happens without belief, right?
The flow of thoughts is continuous. Your attention just isn't on the flow of thoughts anymore. Therefore, the sort of experience, if you want to say it, is a no thought state because you're not paying attention and flowing along with the thoughts. If you're not interested in them, this flow of thoughts will just cease. There's not a identification in which, like, oh, this thought of coming in of what am I going to do tomorrow? But there's not any place for that thought to land. So it just sort of passes by. Thoughts will still be there, like, oh, I wonder if I should take an umbrella outside today. And you look outside, it's raining, let's take the umbrella. But it's no longer these personalized kind of building a little miniature world.
Yeah. So, but yeah, for you actually, still the thinking happens, but there won't be any suffering because you don't believe it, but still you act. You follow the thinking, but you know exactly it won't bother you much. There is no suffering. But in some cases, in some minds, we believe the thoughts, so we tend to suffer, right?
If there's identification,
Yeah.
this is happening to me. Why
Yeah.
is this happening to me? I want this to stop. Or the reverse, that's that pleasure and pain principle where the reverse is, oh, this is so wonderful. I hope it doesn't end. Oh, I'm having so much of a good time, like vacation. Oh, I'm having such a wonderful vacation. It's terrible that it has to end. And maybe the last 2 days of your vacation is spent suffering about the vacation having to end rather than just being there and enjoying this vacation in the moment because you're creating this identity and identification with the flow of thoughts and then a concept of I don't want this or I want that. And this is why Maharaj says, which thought to accept, which not thought to accept is up to you. And the thought is like, okay, it's raining outside. I need an umbrella. That's a thought, technically. And it's about a you, but it's just a pickup drink put down. Just like your Maharaj uses the example of fixing tea. You fix the tea, you drink it, and then it's finished. And you don't go in and mentate about the tea and all that. It's just like, okay, I just had a cup of tea.
So, but you have the choice of choosing the thought.
Thoughts are flowing,
Yeah.
and when you choose the thought, basically like we were just speaking about, like I'm thirsty. That's a thought. And that's okay. I'm responding to a body-based stimulus. I'm thirsty. So therefore, I get a drink. But it's very different than, oh, my manager is not pleased with my work. I might lose my job. If I lose my job, I'm going to worry about my bills. What am I going to do? This is totally different. This is like the suffering thoughts because of identification, projection. And there's a lot of places for these thoughts to stick because you're creating this identity in which all this bad stuff could potentially happen. Rather than I'm thirsty, I get a drink, I put it down, and it's finished. There's no more need to think about it. Even you could say, oh, wow, that was a very delicious, refreshing drink. Okay, but then that's finished. It's not like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to be able to have liquid anymore. Like, if I don't get liquid, then my body will dry up and I will get, you know, or I'm Google searching how long can the body be without liquid or something like this. That's the same kind of concept as my vacation is ending. And the last 2 days of my vacation, I'm spending troubled that my vacation is ending. You go to work, you do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. You very much understand it's a long dream. Formless presence is operating this body. There's no deed, no doer. But in the moment, this job is happening. Then if your manager says, "Listen, I need to talk to you after, after lunch or something," you have your lunch and then you go talk to the manager.
But
And then
also,
it's finished.
yeah, okay. Also, there is no chooser of thought, right? Because it's just arising and it tend to happen according to the patterns. That's what I feel. Because there is nobody to choose, right?
Well, the formlessness using the body form, Maharaj explains this about mind, ego, intellect. And a thought comes and it goes to intellect. Intellect makes a decision and implements it through the body form. So this is just a mechanical process. You're the formlessness, and this is like a robot type body that is just, you're able to move this mouse, you're able to pick up this drink. Using this body. Of course, there's no deed and no doer because it's the same as like when you wake up from a dream, there seemed to be a lot of activities going on, but technically speaking, no one was doing anything because it all came from formlessness. A dream world was created, body forms were available, and this dream consciousness animated these dream bodies and did all this stuff. But when you wake up, no, it wasn't true. It appeared true, but it wasn't true. And when you know yourself in a real sense, this waking dream, it appears true, but you know deeply it is not true. And yet you don't sit like a log and you don't like, "Oh, I can't work because I am a spiritual person and I can't take care of my family because then I would have family attachment and I know I'm not body and these are body-based relations." But this is, as Maharaj would say, we're speaking practical spirituality. Practical spirituality is your day-to-day life while you're holding this body. These appearances are going to appear. And you just do your job, do your duties as if you're acting in a very nice play. In the very old days, men would dress as women and have plays where the men were the women and all of this because they didn't allow like women to do dramas. So the men had to dress like women in order to do drama. But there's just a role you're playing. Maharaj uses also the example of the King Lear. Okay, you play the king very, very nice, but you don't go and try to get the throne. Because it's just a play. But I'm going to play this role very well in the moment.
Yeah, actually, it's moment to moment, right? There is nothing like too much to plan for future or the
Correct.
next, because what arises in the next moment, we don't know.
Correct. It's spontaneous action in the moment. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, move on. There's no, it's like channel surfing. When you know yourself in a real sense, the entire world is as if you're sitting in front of the television and you go to a channel, you're totally involved in that scene. And then at the same time, you just flip it to another scene, you forget about that scene, and now it's a totally, and then you're totally involved in this scene. And then that goes away. And again, totally involved. And you're not worried about like, "Oh, I didn't catch this part of the show," or "I'm missing this," or "What happened there?" or "What's going to happen next?" It's just scenes appear and disappear before you. Occasionally, there might be the touch of, "Oh, this is a very important thing." So, okay, in the moment, you do whatever needs doing. Just like water, okay, it's important I drink this for sustenance or whatever. I drink it, I put it down, and it's finished.
Yeah, that drinking water, it is like forcibly, it happens. You can't even plan or you can't even decide anything whether to have it or not. It is something very strong force. It will
Yes,
move
it.
you to have that.
Body is sending the signal, goes to intellect, make a decision. I need water. I need food.
Yeah,
I
but
need whatever I might need in the moment. I take it and leave it.
for some thoughts, for example, but you have the control, right? Okay, even though I don't have it's okay. But in some thoughts, like needing the water, it is a very strong force will make you to have that. In some thoughts, like whether you want to have a coffee or tea, even if you don't have it, you feel like it's okay. You can have it later.
That's true. Yeah. But see, and that's even now you're talking about preferences and like, do I want coffee? Do I want tea? And it's just you could say, oh, okay, I have two different teas here. I have lemon chamomile and I have moringa. Which do I prefer? Okay, I take this. If you're saying, oh, I want lemon chamomile, I left it at home. Okay, that could be a thought. But then you're thinking, oh, I should bring it. You don't like continuing. There's no continuous mentation because there's no you. When you know yourself in a real sense, there's no place to stick these sticky thoughts. There's just like you acknowledge almost that you're the space in the room and that this body is in you, not you in it. And yet you are in it to create whatever like little spontaneous action in the moment is happening, but it's
Yeah.
actually in you. And that can be very helpful too if you're going into a meeting that you really don't want to be in and you concentrate on the space in the room and know that all of this is occurring within that space and that space is your own self. So now you don't have to be so particular, like the person who bothers you all the time in a meeting, and you have to sit there, oh, here they goes talking all this stuff again. I have to listen. No, because, and see, that's a thought process, but you can instead say, oh, okay. It's almost like you know it's like a little puppet show because you're not identified as a you that things are being directed to and you don't take things personally. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say, if somebody says you're a very great saint, okay. If somebody says you're a very bad saint, okay, because they're not speaking about him. They're speaking about a body that they believe is him that he knows is not. So there's no like, oh, I take offense to what you're saying. Because you are my own self. And all of this is occurring within myself. It's a puppet show where the selfless self is animating all these. And then that flips you right back in. Okay, what is that exactly? How do I relate? A dream. When I lay down to sleep at night and all the activities, all the conversations, all the everything that appears to be happening is just a puppet show. And the formlessness is creating this puppet show. And no one's better or worse or less or greater. Because it's just five elemental goo that is the puppet for the selfless self to animate for a time.
But still, there is no good and bad, but we have to be We have to be careful, like we can't do whatever we want, right?
This is, that's why a lot of people, when you say, oh, there's no good, no bad, and they're like, oh, so I can just go rob a bank or I can just do whatever I feel like doing. But
That's
it's
what they're.
kind of an egoistic, again, body-based, thinking that I'm a separate doer, being doing things outside of the flow, and assuming an individual role that I can be bad. Or I can do this. It's not true because there is no individuality.
Correct, correct. When we recognize and we are in that position, I think it automatically does itself. There is nothing good and bad to think, whether to do it or not. It just happens.
Spontaneous action in the moment without creating a doership, ownership. A doer doing, it's just spontaneous action, and that's it.
And from that position, I think everything goes smooth.
Yeah.
Right?
And you won't harm. You don't have like, it's not like that because you're not seeing others as some kind of separate something that you could do something to because it's not separate. There's no, I spoke about a long time ago about when I used to take the train, people would step on your foot and you would feel the reaction of, whoa, you just stepped on my foot. But then at the same time, you can see this and know that's my own self that just stepped on my foot. And the reactions, the formlessness, creating this bubble of illusion concept of one stepping on another's foot, and then the flow of thoughts that are coming to identify two separate body forms, it's all not true. The only thing that's true is there was some pain. But there wasn't some, like, if I believe myself to be a separate somebody, then I'm going to assume a role of how dare you step on my foot and not apologize? You've offended me. I take offense. If I do something to you and I say, ha ha ha, nobody saw me do that thing. You know what I, because I'm individualized, I'm trying to personalize something and taking credit for something that is not mine to take credit for. There's a flow of thoughts, a spontaneous action, and then, and that's why somebody says, oh, you did such a good job. Okay, thank you, thank you. But you're not like, oh, I'm so great. Because the thing is,
That happens spontaneously. Like you don't have to think and any that moment happen, it just happens.
yes.
Maybe you may raise your voice or lower your voice, whatever the actions.
Yes. Body is going through what it goes through, but you, the you that you truly are, is not participating. Just like when you're laying down at sleep, even the dream body that you've identified with as yourself that's doing activities, the you that you are, the formless dream consciousness, so to speak, is not doing anything. You know this when you wake up. Oh, I did this very terrible thing. I think Sri Ranjit Maharaj talks about murdering cows in his dream and then coming back and you don't have to go and apologize like, oh my God, I did this terrible thing. It's you understand that it appeared formlessly. In the dream, it is the same as in the waking. But again, you're not taking an individual kind of egoistic sense of I can do whatever I want. Because there's not an I there for you to say that. You're literally just, you don't sit there and touch base and be like, oh, this body's mine. And you're just flowing along. Spontaneous action in the moment, scenes appearing and disappearing, participation, and then another scene, and then another scene. And you can still get tired and say, oh, I don't want to go out tonight. I'm very tired. Okay. Maharaj used to say this is a body-based problem. Body-based problem is a food body problem. My food body problem is I'm tired. The truth is, the you that you are doesn't get tired, but the body vehicle that you're currently inhabiting, so to speak, you're tired. Okay, have sleep. Like when Forrest Gump movie, he talked about when I was tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. When I needed a drink, I drank. You know, and it was just like just very simple, like no kind of oh, I had to do this or I did this. Because see, the thing is, if I sit there, somebody tells me, oh, you're so great, then I can also be terrible and I can also die. If I believe for a second that I'm great, then I have the ability to die. I have the ability to get sick. I have the ability for you to tell me I'm no good or for other people to tell me I'm no good because I've identified with something. You say I'm great, and I say, oh, thank you, Master. As Sri Ramakant Maharaj did many times when people would say, oh, you're so wise, and this is that. He said, it's because of my Master. Because if you sit there and you say, oh, I'm this very great Master, and then people review you on Twitter or Facebook, or just like all the actors, you see the actors nowadays, they get hammered. No matter what they do or how great they are in the movies, people are always saying stuff about them. And if you can be great, then you can die. You have taken ownership of being born, and you can be, oh, all these people are saying terrible stuff about me. Because all this is identity. It's all you've created something like a poster board to stick these sticky notes on. Actually, there's a cool commercial now where they talk about diabetes. And every single time somebody talks about diabetes, they put a little sticker on him. And the whole thing is that, you know, don't do that because it stigmatizes people. They're less likely to go to the doctor and check out their diabetes, all this kind of stuff. But it's very similar to this. When you create an identity, a me that needs protecting because I'm born, I can die. I can get sick. You can like me or you cannot like me. You can say I'm good. You can say I'm bad, which is when we're ch little children in the children's body. This is how the sense of doership is impressed. Mom and dad say, good job, not so good job. Don't do that. Oh, look, you ate your mush peas or whatever. Oh, so good. And you start to take this ownership, this sense of doership. I am doing these things. You see your mother and you identify this is mother, my mother. Therefore, I am separate from my mother. And this sense of identity, this pure presence I am now becomes I am this. And I am this label that my mom put on me and my dad put on me. This is my mom, this is my dad. I do good things, I do bad things. I try to be good so I can get rewards. Then my punishment and my reward system is starting to build. But when you know yourself in a real sense, this is finished. There's nowhere for this to stick.
So basically, all these is virtual reality, all these appearances.
Well, you're formless and you will be formless. You can't change that. Like prior to beingness, you are. After beingness, you are. And that's why Maharaj says something came out of nothing and goes back to nothing. The something is this world that we are appearing in, appears for a time. The five elemental play. The gunas, whatever you want to say, the body is the dream, basically, the long dream of being a body in a world, having experiences. But it's not true. And the nice thing is, You don't have to wait until you leave the body. You can know yourself in a real sense now, still be participating fully. And yet, when the doctor says, you know what, you only have 2 weeks to live. Okay, this is sad, and maybe you're mourning yourself a little bit, but you know, I'm not dying. I'm not going to die because I wasn't born. And that's why we just said, if I take that I am great, I have to take I am bad. I have to take I am born, which means I have to take I can die. All of these are not true. They're concepts, and they all stick to the one sticky concept, I am something.
These appearances create so much of illusion.
Yes.
So strong.
Until you know yourself in a real sense, and then it's just like a dream.
So
Because you
basically,
sit,
yeah.
when you sit and you meditate, the first is that subtle sense of presence. You identify with yourself with the subtle sense of presence. Now you've eliminated the body, the world, all of this, because I'm more like presence than I am like this body. And then after a while of concentrating and really having awareness of the presence or presence with presence, oh, whether presence is there or is not there, I am, because this was there prior to presence, because presence was witnessed, so to speak, presence was experienced. And I have to be there prior to any experience, prior to anything happening. I have to be there. There has to be somebody there. Knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody has to be there to say nobody's there. The sense of existence has appeared to you. And with that knowingness, a knower was spontaneously created. And then so many things to know appeared. Because, oh, I am something, I know myself, boom. Just as when you lay down at sleep, here I am, the body is sleeping. There's nothing. Quote, deep sleep, no sense of you, no sense of world, no sense of body, no sense of anything. Stirs just for a moment the sense of existence. Dream consciousness immediately emerges, and a dream world is within it. Pow, just spontaneous, an entire world is created, populated, and you immediately identify with the dream character inside the dream world, believing yourself to be something separate with activities, with experience. When you wake up in that, you realize it wasn't true. The most wonderful, you could be swimming in your dream and wake up and you're not wet. And yet, just a few seconds before waking up, you were swimming. You were having the experience of swimming. You could feel the water. You could feel your body moving in the water. And you wake up and you realize, I'm not wet, and it wasn't true. When you know yourself in a real sense, and I'm not wet, and it wasn't true.
But something is there in Las Vegas, that Disney World, where you sit and wear the goggle. There is nothing is there actually, but they'll show you. You see, when you wear that goggle, you see that you are in the space, so many stars, things. You literally feel the experience as though you're flying in a
Yes.
moon and stars, and that strong experiences happens.
Yes. The virtual reality you're speaking about, because it's like it's impressing on you that this is true.
Yeah, it is so much, you feel that so real, that experience you feel in your body, that sensation, everything happens.
Yes.
After
It's
that
the
one
same.
stop, you remove goggle, nothing is there.
Yes. And that should show you how the formless you that you are, the little formlessness that's in this body, so to speak, impresses right away. What you impress reflects.
Yeah.
Because virtual reality can trick you into believing you're in
Yes.
a fighter plane.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. See, you've gone to space, you did all those things, you saw the stars, so many things, but we feel that enjoyed so much. Means that is so much enjoying. Actually, there is nothing is there, but that experiences makes you feel so real. Oh.
More time you spend with your selfless self, just sitting, just die, just die. All these experiences, you can enjoy them because you know none of them are true.
Yeah.
Virtual reality, I know, is not true because I take the goggles off, it's finished. The dream, I know it's not true because I wake up and it's finished. And this waking world, this long dream of I am somebody else, is finished because it's not true.
But as you said, I spend most of the times being with myself. I'm able to, but sometimes that belief happens stronger. Sometimes easily able to recognize my true self. That thoughts don't disturb me. I'm able to know like how I'm getting into stuck into the thought, and I'm able to ignore it easily. Sometimes it is stronger. Maybe that is because of the patterns, I believe. I don't know.
If you're involved in certain activities, you can just
Yeah.
sort of drop back into yourself. That's why Maharaj says, be with you always. And be
Yeah.
with you always is no matter what you're doing, you're in line, and it's a terrible line because it's very hot in the store, whatever, but you can drop back and just be with you. And then you're not paying attention to body in a world having this experience of waiting in line. And no thoughts will flow because no matter how much, or traffic, that's another thing. You're in traffic. And the first thing, sometimes what I will do is I'll say, thank you, Master, because I can pay attention just to this. I just pay attention to this. Before you know it, traffic is moving as it does. It's the same with when you use your navigation. If you start to get pulled into traffic and you think, oh,